Ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. How may I help you today?
I placed an order earlier for the free bottle of the Keto NutriSlim, and while I was placing the order, it then gave me some offer to order some bottle of Cleanse, and I clicked on no, but then it went ahead and just completed my order and charged me for both.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm getting an email confirmation now, though, that I only got the first bottle ordered, but my credit card has been charged for both of them.
I do understand. I sure can help you with that. I will just need a little bit of information so I can get your account pulled up. If I can have your zip code.
62859.
You did say 62859?
Yes.
Okay, and can I have you repeat your first and last name?
Jill Prince.
Okay, it's not popping up. Just give me 1 second. Would this be the phone number that would be on that account that you're calling off of today? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not popping up with that phone number. And you did say we charged your credit card, correct?
Right. It actually came through as two separate charges.
Yes, ma'am.
$6.70 and then $7 and something. But the email confirmation only has the one bottle listed for the $6.70.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do is I can search with the first 6-year card and the last four. If we did charge your card, it will pop up that way. If that's okay with you.
Okay, and you need what?
The first 6-year card and the last four.
The first six. 4-3-2-8-5-7.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. 4-2-8-3.
4-3-2-8-5-7.
Okay, just to make sure I heard that correctly, you said 4-3-2-8-5-7?
Yes.
Okay, and the last four?
4-6-3-3.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. And you said you just ordered it?
It was actually earlier this afternoon, but I didn't get my email confirmation until about a half an hour ago.
I see. So I do apologize, but it doesn't look like you ordered these products with us, because I did put that card number in, and nothing's popping up that way. What I can do for you, do you know the full name of the product? Was it the Keto Ascend? Does that sound familiar?
The Keto NutriSlim.
NutriSlim. Okay. I don't have that here. I was going to give you a phone number that you could call, but I don't have that product here. Let me see what I can do. Do you maybe have the order number? I could try that, but like I said, it should have popped up with this card number. I do hate to ask, but are you sure that's the card that you used?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to read it back to you one more time just to make sure that I did hear it correctly. The first six are 4-3-2-8-5-7.
Uh-huh.
And the last four are 4-6-3-3.
Yes.
Okay. I do apologize, ma'am, but it doesn't look like we charged you for anything. Because if we did charge you, you would have an account with us. I do apologize. We are just a third-party call center that deals with customer service and accounts here. What I would suggest you do is maybe call in your bank and see what's going on there.
Okay. So an order number wouldn't help you either?
Like I said, if we charged your card, ma'am, it would have popped up with the first six and the last four.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize, but all that I can advise you to do is just give your bank a call.
Okay. And what is it the bank's gonna, what is it I need to talk to the bank about?
Yes,
canceling, getting this order, to getting this charge taken off, or what is it you're wanting me to talk to them about?
Yes, ma'am, either that or usually they do have a phone number connected with that charge, and they can give you a phone number. Whichever one that you do choose to do.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.